from the studios of Adventist World Radio in Pune.
Hello and a very warm welcome to our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring inspiring music,
an interesting nature study.
With more music coming in, we shall end our program with a message from God's Word. This is your host, Sharad.
And I am Maureen.
And you are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope.
Let's begin our program with a song.
His name, and the blind could see, the lame could walk again in victory, the deaf could hear his voice, the sick again rejoice, and the dead were raised again. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, Satan cannot stand. In the name of Jesus, sickness flee away. Faith, you will be healed. Just kneel and pray. The mountains will be moved. The oceans will run dry. If only we believe, and to Him we cry. Though overwhelmed with sin, but Jesus takes you in. All the worries, pains, and griefs will be relieved. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, Satan cannot stand. Jesus, sickness be away, and by faith you will be healed. Just kneel and pray.
In the name of Jesus, there is joy. In the name of Jesus,
you are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope from Pune, India. And now, here's a nature study.
Dear listeners, I'm glad to share a nature study on driftwood. In the forests around the world, there are many trees. Most of these, when they die, will lie on the forest floor and rot. Others are cut up by man and used for firewood or made into houses or objects that they are useful or decorative. When some trees die, they fall into or are washed into a body of water. Most of the time, a river will carry the tree downstream to a lake or the ocean. As the tree bobs along, occasionally getting stuck on a sand or mud bar or in shallow water, some of the branches may break off. These go their own direction. As these smaller pieces of wood break from the tree, they begin to bob with the ripples of the current in the river. They are also rolled along, perhaps over islands of dirt and rocks. Bumping along, they become smooth. The bark and rough edges are worn off. This we call drift wood. As they float along, these pieces of wood are not able to do anything about how or where they float. They just go along with the current, carried where it goes. They are also blown about by the wind. Driftwood is good for nothing but burning. Unless a skilled person picks it up, works it over, and makes it into a useful article. Many of us are like driftwood. We just drift along with the crowd. Where they go, we go, because we have no purpose. However, we can find a purpose for our lives if we will put them in the hands of the master craftsman. Jesus is waiting for us to quit our drifting and put our lives into his hands so he can make something beautiful out of them. Dear listeners, I invite you today to put your life in the hands of Jesus. Ask him to take your life and give it a purpose and make something beautiful out of you today.
Thank you for the nature study. We are sure our listeners enjoyed it. To learn more on nature, keep listening to Adventist World Radio. We will be studying different objects of nature because there is a simplicity and purity in these lessons direct from nature that makes them of the highest value.
To know more on God's Word, you could also write to us. Here's our mailing address.
Adventist World Radio, Post Box number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You could also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
You may also follow our programs on our website awr.org/English program.
Before you hear God's Word, here's another song.
Just remember. Dragon to Life, where you connect with the source.
Are you stressed? Look at the birds. Lately, I've seen some beautiful birds enjoying my backyard, including quails and roadrunners. And I remember Jesus' counsel in Matthew 6:26-34. Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow nor reap, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? The section ends by saying, so, don't worry. The birds don't worry. They're not anxious. They don't get ahead of themselves. Yes, God assures me that He will provide everything I need. When I see these colorful birds enjoying the sun, I'm reminded, don't worry, be happy. You are worth much more than them.
For more insights and resources, plug into Jesus101institute.org. That's Jesus101institute.org.
Plug into life.
Time to hear God's word.
Dear listener, on contrary to what many think, the command to love our neighbor is not something newly taught by the New Testament. In the Old Testament, Jesus already had commanded his people to love your neighbor as yourself and to love the stranger as yourself. Then why did Jesus say, "A new commandment I give to you"? The newness of Jesus' instruction was in that it had a new measure. And the measure was, as I have loved you. Dear listener, before the incarnation of Christ, men did not have a full manifestation of God's love. Now through his selfless life and death, Jesus demonstrated the real and deepest meaning of love. Love was the element in which Christ moved and walked and worked, and he came to embrace the world in the arms of his love. We are to follow the example set by Christ and make him our pattern, until we shall have the same love for others as he has manifested for us. Dear listener, as we consider Jesus' tender, sympathetic, considerate, and compassionate life, let our hearts be touched and modeled by his divine active principle of love, which is the watermark of true Christianity. Well, dear listener, how did Jesus live? In spite of being constantly under Satan's fiercest attacks, Jesus lived an unselfish life of loving service. His priority was always centered on other people, not on himself. From childhood to the cross, he showed a constant, tender disposition to minister to others. His willing hands were ever ready to relieve every case of suffering he perceived. He lovingly cared for those who were considered by society to be of little value, such as women, children, foreigners, lepers, tax collectors. Dear listener, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28 says, he did not come to be served, but to serve. Therefore, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. His sympathy and merciful interest for the well-being of others were more important to him than satisfying his own physical need for food or shelter. Indeed, even at the cross, he cared more for his mother than he did about his own suffering. Dear listener, Jesus was sensitive to the needs of people, and he truly cared about them. His heart reached out with compassion to great multitudes that were weary and scattered. He was moved with compassion toward helpless individuals, such as the two blind men near Jericho, a pleading leper, and a widow who had just lost her son. Dear listener, what principle of action guided by Jesus as he related to different people? Dear listener, every act of mercy, every miracle, every word of Jesus was motivated by his infinite love, an unwavering and permanent love. At the end of his life, he vividly showed his disciples that having loved them from the beginning, John chapter 13 verse 1 says, he loved them to the end. With his death on the cross, he demonstrated to the entire universe that selfless love triumphs over egoism. In the light of Calvary, it is clear that the principle of self-renouncing love is the only valid foundation of life for earth and heaven. Dear listener, the greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. Dear listener, how can one live like Jesus? This is a big question, isn't it? Jesus' teachings set such a high ideal of a selfless, loving life that most of us probably feel overwhelmed and discouraged. How can we, who are selfish by nature, love our neighbors unselfishly? Moreover, it is possible for us to love our enemies. From a human point of view, it is utterly impossible, dear listener. But the Lord would never ask us to love and serve those who are hateful and unlovable without providing us also with the means to accomplish it. This standard is not one to which we cannot attain. In every command or injunction that God gives, there is a promise, the most positive underlying the command. God has made provision that we may become like unto him, and he will accomplish this for all who do not interpose a perverse will and thus frustrate his grace. Dear listener, what is the promise underlying the command to love our enemies? It is the assurance that God is kind and merciful to the unthankful and evil, which includes us. We can love our enemies because God loved us first, even though we were his enemies. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. When we daily reaffirm our acceptance of his loving sacrifice for us on the cross, his self-denying love pervades our lives. The more we realize and experience the Lord's love for us, the more his love will flow from us to others, even to our enemies. Dear listener, what is the abiding relationship between abiding in Christ and his love and loving our neighbors? This is important for us to know, dear listener. Our daily need is not only to accept Jesus Christ's death for us again, but also to surrender our will to him and abide in him. In the way Jesus himself did not seek his own will, but the will of the Father. So we need to depend on Jesus and his will, for without him we can do nothing. As we choose every day to submit ourselves to Jesus, he lives in us and through us. Dear listener, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and changes my egocentric attitudes into a selfless and loving life. Dear listener, all around us are poor, tired souls that need sympathizing words and helpful deeds. There are widows who need sympathy and assistance. There are orphans whom Christ has bidden his followers to receive as a trust from God. They are members of God's great household, and Christians as his stewards are responsible for them. Their souls, he says, I will require at thine hand. Dear listener, it is not the greatness of the work which we do, but the love and fidelity with which we do it, that wins the approval of Jesus. So dear listener, may God bless you as you strive to live like Jesus. So many people today wonder what God's will is for their lives. Oftentimes they look for big things and signs and supernatural events. But really, God's will for us unfolds each day and every day as we obey Him and serve Him with a thankful heart. Dear listener, may God bless you. Let's pray. Our loving God, we thank Thee for life. We thank Thee for Christ who came down and died for us, who took our place instead and gave us life eternal. We thank Thee for all the blessings that we enjoy day to day. May we learn to live like Jesus. Strengthen us through Thy Holy Spirit, and may we accept You as our personal Savior. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Dear listener, are you searching for truth, for peace, for hope? Where will you turn? Nations seem bent on the politics of war. The economic of the world are at the shattering point. Natural disasters race against a poisoned ecology to fatally damage our environment as the global climate appears to spin out of control. Human wisdom no longer seems to offer a secure future or any hope for happiness.
Dear friend, the good news is we are not without hope. Trace the footsteps of God through human history and see for yourself what He offered to save us. Discover the truths that can protect you from the lies of the devil. Discover truths that can change your life today and show you the change of a life without end. With this, we have almost come to the end of our program.
To learn more on God's Word, we would love to receive your letters on
Adventist World Radio, Post Box number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You could also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
We invite you to follow our programs also on our website. That's awr.org/English program. This is your host Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, signing off from Adventist World Radio.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Until we meet again via radio, we wish you goodbye.
And God bless you.